Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Become the Fire, Transform Life's Chaos into Business and Personal Success by Elisa A. Schmitz. Narrated by Elisa A. Schmitz. The material in this book is intended for education. No expressed or implied guarantee of the effects of the use of the recommendations can be given or liability taken. For my children, and for all the dreamers who want to be doers, and the doers who want to do more, I hope you'll be inspired to make life better with your fire. Foreword. It's all too easy for smart, diligent women to believe success is out of reach. Even when they work hard and play by the rules, many women say the American dream can feel unattainable. Layer in differences or challenges outside the mainstream, including socioeconomic status, ethnicity, religion, sexual orientation, language barrier, disability, disconnection, or illness, and the climb seems that much more daunting. In today's world, that is a tough reality to accept, but I'm here to show that it's not always the case. In fact, after you listen to Elisa Schmitz's encouraging book, you'll discover that success comes in many forms. Become the Fire will empower you to create your own definition of success, and then go for it. Success can be achieved despite differences, and I'm living proof. Growing up on the south side of Chicago, the daughter of a steelworker and stay-at-home mom to 6 kids, I didn't know much about business, and I certainly never thought I could become the CEO of 2 major corporations. I had no connections, no corporate role models, and no financial safety net. To be successful in the business world, I had to do it on my own. As a first-generation college student, I worked as a house cleaner, bank teller, tutor, and waitress to put myself through school at the University of Illinois Chicago, one of the city's most diverse 4-year universities. My corporate career began in brand management at Quaker Oats Company. I ascended through the ranks at Quaker's parent company, PepsiCo, where I consistently relied on consumer insights and strong leadership skills to grow popular brands like Gatorade. Ultimately, I became president of the Quaker Foods division. From there, I joined McDonald's as executive vice president and global chief marketing officer. My role took me around the world to grow the McDonald's brand. I'm most proud of how my team and I focused on delivering healthier Happy Meals for children globally. I became CEO for the first time at U.S. Cellular, the Chicago-based mobile network and telecommunications company. When I later became CEO at Ulta Beauty, America's leading beauty retailer with more than 90% female associates, I felt my experience would bring unique perspective to help take this diverse company to new levels of sales and job growth. With my world-class team, I transformed the Ulta Beauty business through the lens of guest insights, brand and service offering expansions, exceptional omnichannel and digital experience development, and a well-nurtured culture focused on diversity, inclusion, and respect. I'm proud to say that during my tenure, Ulta Beauty's revenues doubled and its market capitalization more than tripled. Ulta Beauty currently has one of the most gender-diverse boards of directors in the Fortune 500. Having learned from some of the greatest mentors and leaders, I've brought grit and determination to every role. As a result, I've been honored as one of Fortune magazine's most powerful women, Barron's best CEOs, and Fortune's business people of the year. I also serve on the boards of directors for Starbucks and KKR, as well as nonprofit and civic organizations, including Save the Children and the Economic Club of Chicago. I remain proud and thankful for my very modest upbringing. My journey hasn't always been easy, but it's been incredibly rewarding. I share this because it's important to understand that hard work and being driven really do pay off. You don't need to be on the inside, have great connections, or be at the top of an Ivy League class to achieve career success. Anything is possible, And if I can do it, you can too. Over the past 20 years, I have watched Elisa's drive and passion. I was impressed that she was able to see around the bend when creating iParenting, such a transformative business, from the ground up. She and her team built a business that offered so much value that one of the world's biggest media companies, Disney, bought it. Naturally, when she started her second business, 30 Seconds, it came as no surprise that she once again anticipated the landscape and brought to life a game-changing business to help consumers and brands alike. With only 2% of venture capital funding supporting female founders, despite the knowledge that gender diversity in business leadership yields higher financial returns, clearly there's a long way to go to close the funding gap. So, when Elisa was looking for a trustworthy investor, I proudly stepped into the role of angel investor. But more and more women entrepreneurs are finding great success. And when one of us succeeds professionally, we help pave the way for others to follow and grow. We're creating runways together. I'm excited to see progress, but I recognize that much more needs to be done to ensure women from all walks of life can achieve success. Become the Fire addresses just that. By sharing their inspiring stories, Elisa and 10 other diverse, successful women demonstrate that success isn't limited to insiders. On the contrary, success is something that you can make yourself. In Become the Fire, you'll learn 10 lessons for succeeding in career and life, lessons shared by outsiders who unlock their own secrets to success. The trailblazing women you'll meet in this book include Desiree Rogers, CEO of Black Opal Beauty and the first Black woman to serve as Social Secretary for the President of the United States. Laura Desmond, who was one of the youngest CEOs when she took the helm of advertising behemoth Starcom MediaVest and became the highest-ranking woman in the advertising industry. And Paula Boggs, the U.S. Army Airborne Paratrooper, who was the first openly gay executive at Dell and later became Chief Legal Officer and Board Secretary of Starbucks. Taking the time to learn the stories of these women and what they believe it took to get to the top, whether they're successful company founders or in the highest ranks of the corporate world, is time well spent for all driven business people. Become the Fire curates the best advice from some of the world's top female leaders. Use it as a reference, a guide, or inspiration from women who have walked the road to success. These bold, dynamic women shine a light on their individual paths while championing the larger community of established and pioneering leaders so we can all learn and achieve, too. Whether you are just starting your career, are trying to advance, or are an established leader seeking to improve, Become the Fire will inspire you. I've been in your shoes, so I know you can succeed, and I'm rooting for you all the way. Mary Dillon, former CEO and Executive Chair, Ulta Beauty. Introduction. If you're like me, you may have grown up thinking that big success in business and life can't be achieved by outsiders. That thought passed through my mind more than once as an outsider myself in Puerto Rico, Lebanon, and suburban Chicago. That thought may have been part of my worldview right up until the moment I was sitting in my 10th floor office overlooking Lake Michigan and downtown Chicago, getting ready to read through the piles of paperwork that would finalize the sale of my business, iParenting, to the Walt Disney Company. I reviewed the legal documents laid out across the expansive maple desk, seeing that there was a clause to cover every potential situation the media giant and its newest employee, me, could encounter. I squinted at the pages as the words began to blur and saw the first of several little red arrows flagging where I needed to sign my name, agreeing to the terms of the deal. That's when my mind drifted back to my childhood, to the family trip we took when I was 9 years old, to Walt Disney World, and to the first time Disney transformed my life. I'll never forget sitting on that Disney-bound train from Chicago to Orlando. It took days, Sometimes it sped along like lightning. Other times, it barely moved. The smell of peanut butter sandwiches blended with the stink of locker room sweat. Crying babies drowned out the drone of the conductor's voice, a constant presence in the hot, crowded car. People of all ages, colors, and abilities talked and laughed, rocked back and forth, swayed side to side, sat down and stood up, sometimes stumbling in the aisles and into each other as the train jerked on its tracks. Wriggling in my coach seat, I tuned it all out as I tried to get comfortable. I nudged my sleeping sister to the side to make more room. I glanced at my dad, his nose buried in the newspaper. I watched my older brother walk back and forth to the dining car. Mi madre wasn't with us yet again. This time, her absence meant the four of us fit perfectly into a pod of four seats facing each other. But the cozy quarters were feeling more and more cramped as the miles dragged on. In my mind, I urged the engineer to move this train faster. I had places to go, people to see, or one magical place to go with treasured characters to see. With nothing but a book or two to keep me occupied across the 1,200 miles, the window became my world. I watched town after town roll by, smirking boys on bikes too close to the tracks. A determined mother carrying a tired toddler crossing a street. Men in hard hats holding thermoses, taking a coffee break. Teenage girls popping their gum and flipping their hair, laughing at nothing and everything. It all looked so calm, so normal. I wondered who they all were and what their lives were like. Had they moved all over the world? Survived a war zone? Been left behind with relatives for weeks at a time? Did they have parents who spoke different languages, came from faraway countries, and screamed at each other all the time? Probably not, I thought, because I couldn't imagine that anyone had lived through the kind of chaos I had. That's why the trip was so important to me. Normal kids went to Disney World. Normal families went on vacations like this. I wanted to feel what it was like to belong in that world, even for just a few days. When we finally walked through the gates of the happiest place on earth, I felt a moment of pure elation. From giggles to tears to a big old whoa, I took it all in. The stately elegance of Liberty Square, the throaty whistle of the steam train, the heady aroma of popcorn and chocolate wafting across Main Street, USA. The blurred tapestry of smiling faces posing with their favorite Disney characters. And the royal dreaminess of Cinderella Castle. I was there, and after thinking about all those people I'd seen from the train, I believed that no normal kid could feel the magic that I felt. The magic felt so real to me, which was my first glimpse of understanding how much sweeter the rewards are when you have to struggle so hard to achieve them. Back at my fancy grown-up desk in my Chicagoland office, the little red arrows on the pages in front of me seemed to come alive, almost blinking like neon signs, drawing my attention to the task at hand. It was time to focus and finish. I opened the top drawer of my desk and found my favorite pen, a sleek black ballpoint emblazoned with the Disney logo. Following each blinking red arrow, I signed the documents with a flourish. I remembered every part of the journey that brought me to that point, having the vision for iParenting, creating the concept, doing the research, taking the first timid steps, answering the naysayers, backing up gut instinct with hard data, toiling through long days and sleepless nights, pitching investors and clients, building out two offices, hiring and firing employees, raising a business while raising a family, celebrating the joys and nursing the heartaches, riding the emotional and physical roller coaster, living the chaos. As I set down my pen, the moment of pure elation returned. From giggles to tears to a big old whoa, my mind was ablaze. How blessed I was to have such an opportunity to sell the business to a brand that meant so much to me. How sweet it was that I had fought through everything I had to arrive at this day. I was ready to make an even greater impact on the world, and being the new director and executive editor for the Disney Interactive Media Group would allow me to do that. Making your impact on the world is what I am here to help you with, and the first step is to understand the nature of what makes you an outsider. You too may have bought into the myth that big success is reserved for those on the inside, which is to say, people who are born to it or who easily fall into it. That's because we have been told, either directly or indirectly by employers or bosses, by investors or our own friends and families, by the media or even whispers on the street, that success is for those with the right gender or skin color or religion or sexual orientation or socioeconomic status or abilities or connections. Since that is not us, it's easy to believe success is not for us. But this is just not true. Life-changing success can be achieved by people like you and me. All my life, I have felt like an outsider, someone who didn't quite belong. Maybe it's because mi madre came from Puerto Rico and spoke with a heavy accent. Or perhaps it was because my father immigrated from the former Yugoslavia and kept that old-world mentality alive in our immigrant household. Then there's the fact that my first memories are of living in Puerto Rico, followed by living in a war zone in Beirut, Lebanon. And my next memories are of being bullied for not fitting in at my Catholic grade school in suburban Chicago. I was white passing, but not white enough. American, but not American enough. And I was left to mostly fend for myself because my parents were consumed with their work and their own fiery relationship. I was married at age 23, was pregnant at age 27, then became a divorced single mother working through the chaos of raising three children while battling serious health issues. You know that box labeled other that appears on various census, job, school, health, and insurance forms? Yeah, I often check that box. And if you've sought out this book, my bet is that you have too. Despite being on the outside and frequently fighting the chaos that comes from challenging life circumstances, I made it to the top as an entrepreneur. With my talented team, I built a business called iParenting, a best-of-the-web digital media company reaching millions of parents, and sold it to the Walt Disney Company. I was a Disney executive for 2 years, then built a second business, 30 Seconds, that I love and that is thriving. I know so many things now that I didn't understand when I started out in my career, and one of the most important is that our societal narrative about success is wrong. I have met many women who, like me, have had lives filled with friction, or who are different in some way, yet who are wildly successful. We are living proof that success doesn't just come to insiders who have a smooth path through life. Success is something you make yourself, and if we can do it, you can too. I'm here to show you how, so you don't have to wonder if it's possible or if you're up to the task. It's absolutely possible, and you are more than up to it. How can I say that when I don't even know you? The secret is that you are up to it precisely because you are an outsider. You have been made strong by your experiences. This is especially true for women and for those who are Black, Indigenous, and people of color, BIPOC, who often have to work much harder than their male or white counterparts in order to get the same opportunities. For example, according to the 2021 Women in the Workplace study by McKinsey & Company and the Lean In Organization, there is still a broken rung at the first step up to manager. Since 2016, we have seen the same trend. Women are promoted to manager at far lower rates than men, and this makes it nearly impossible for companies to lay a foundation for sustained progress at more senior levels. Women of color continue to lose ground at every step in the pipeline. Between the entry level and the C-suite, the representation of women of color drops off by more than 75%. This is unacceptable, and drastic change is needed to achieve parity. Yet the unfortunate truth is, this is our current reality. That's why the purpose of this book is to help you navigate society as it is today. This means that while we work toward equality and making the same opportunities available to women from all walks of life, you can learn and leverage what has worked for me, for the women in this book, and for many other successful women I know. We will continue to face fires and obstacles as we navigate our lives. That's why we can't just wait for the system to change. We need opportunities and strategies for success right now. The good news is we can use the strengths and skills we have learned as outsiders to our advantage. We can learn to shift the power dynamic in our favor, and Become the Fire will show you how. We all experience chaos, challenges, friction, whatever you want to call it, in our lives. However you label the chaos, it happens to all of us in some way or another. Although it shows up in unique and personal ways, racism, ageism, sexism, abuse, illness, disease, disability, divorce, disconnection, inequality, injustice, and more. Everyone deals with chaos, but women who are other experience it even more intensely. When chaos keeps coming at you from every direction, you develop certain skills, such as situational awareness. Not only can you read the room, or the street, or the person, or the threat, or the opportunity, faster and more accurately than other people, you also may see things other people don't see. This gives you the type of vision that ultimately allows you to see what's around the bend, an incredible gift. You have this strength, though you may need to exercise your muscle a bit before you're able to fully use it. Become the Fire will help you build that muscle. I have a code word for the chaos, challenges, and friction. I call it fire. Why fire? Because throughout the years, there have been many times when the chaos of my life was so bad, it felt as though I had been thrown into a fire. Flame after flame, the chaos came, unrelenting in its desire to singe and sear. But by battling each blaze, I became stronger and wiser and less afraid. By rising up to face that fire and not allowing the flames to engulf me, I took on their strength and engulfed them instead. Through this process of overcoming, I learned that fire has an energy that can be destructive or constructive. It's a powerful force that can burn you or forge you. As I tried to avoid getting burned, eventually, I simply stopped trying to get out of the fire. Instead, I figured out how to become the fire. What does this mean, become the fire? It means not allowing yourself to be in the fire, getting burned, but instead using the fire's energy to ignite your motivation and drive, passion and grit. It means not waiting for a lucky break, but instead making your own luck by preparing for and creating opportunities. It means not focusing on what you don't have or can't do, but instead leveraging what you do have and what you can do. It means that your mindset matters, your choices matter, what you focus on matters, what you do with your time matters. It means that instead of letting the fire burn you, you harness the flames within and use them as opportunities to grow stronger, wiser, braver, and more resilient. It's about seeing the fire as fuel to propel your success. Become the Fire, Transform Life's Chaos into Business and Personal Success, is for anyone who wants to start something, grow something, build something, or become something they have always dreamed of being, but who fears that their outsider status or chaotic life might hold them back. It's for the dreamers who want to be doers, and the doers who want to do more. And I've met so many women who fit this description. In fact, it was while serving as a mentor with the Council of 100, a mentoring organization made up of Northwestern University's leading alumni, that I first started to realize the need for this book. At one of our on-campus mentoring events, I was hosting an overflowing table of female students and young alumni interested in pursuing careers in journalism, media, communications, or entrepreneurship. After listening to my story, it was time for Q&A, and the first question was, "How did you do it?" The others at the table nodded in agreement and eagerly leaned in to hear my response. That's when I realized the question wasn't unique to the young woman who posed it. That question is what they all wanted to know. I paused and took a moment to reflect. How did I do it? There were so many ways to answer the question. There was just so much to say. How could I answer the question in a way that would be immediately understandable and actionable? That would enable them to follow in my footsteps, yet chart their own personal paths to success. I ended up talking about ideation, passion, hard work, perseverance, resilience, and more hard work. But it took so much more, and was far more nuanced than that. And I realized that to really answer the question, to do it justice, I would have to spend a lot more time thinking about it and putting together a comprehensive, actionable answer. That's how the seed for Become the Fire was planted. Over the years, I've thought about the question, how did you do it? And how the answer would be unique to me, which may not be as helpful as what they were actually asking. What they really wanted to know was, how can I do it? And to answer that question would require much more than just telling my story. It would require understanding the skills and breaking them down into lessons, an actionable roadmap, so they, and you, could do it too. This book is not everything I've ever been through, not by a long shot, but it explains a lot of what made me, me. It shares the skills I developed and the lessons I learned from my experiences that enabled me to go from being burned by the fire to becoming the fire. This book tells my story, but I was curious to learn and share the skills that guided other successful women on their paths. Just as I wondered if any of the people I saw outside of that Chicago to Orlando train car window were anything like me, I now wondered what other women's lives were like and if their stories were anything like mine. Did women with differences that made them feel they were other have similar skills or experiences? Did they view their diversity as a weakness or a strength? Did they visualize their fire as fuel to help them succeed? I wanted answers so I could speak to any woman who, like me, grew up in chaos or still lives in fear, but refuses to let that stop her. Using many of the same mindset shifts and skills I relied on to take control of my own transformation. These are women at the top of their game whom I've connected with or befriended over the years, and they are all as inspiring as they are unconventional. Whether because of their ethnicity, religion, health challenges, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status, lack of connections, lack of direction, or something else, in one way or another, they are outsiders. They achieved extraordinary success, even though they may not have known the right people, been the right gender or color or creed, or even had a clue what they wanted to do with their lives. They, too, battled chaos and came out stronger. They, too, used the fire as fuel to propel their success. That's how they, too, became the fire. You will hear their stories in each chapter under the heading Flame. As these women revealed their secrets to me, similar themes kept emerging. It became clear that these women shared many of the same skills, honed through years of becoming the fire. I analyzed their revelations and formulated mindset shifts and skills that I then integrated with my own experience. I put it all together to create 10 comprehensive lessons that will teach you to manifest the life you want, no matter your circumstances. It took years to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?